Morning walk, December 30th, 1973.
In this morning's class, you were giving us the example of the takeover of the kingship of the Brahmins getting rid of a bad king. So many times in the literature you've given us, whether Krishna killing his uncle King Kamsa or Maharaj Yudhisthira and Arjuna in the battle of Kurukshetra killing the old political regime that are demoniac consciousness. Is this the recommended means in Vedic literature for getting rid of bad government, or are there other means that are described that one can get rid of demoniac government and take over with godly rulers?
Well, in politics, unless there is violence, you cannot tell. Simply by sweet words, that's possible. That was the difference between our political leaders, Mahatma Gandhi and Subhash Chandra Bose. So, Subhash Chandra Bose was of opinion that, and that is a fact, that you are agitating non-violence, these people will never care for your non-violence. Unless there is violence, so these Britishers will never go away. So Gandhi would say, no, I am not going to accept this violence thing. I shall continue. So for 30 years, he started from 1917, and after 47, the Britishers did not go. But when Subhash Chandra Bose, he took the political power, he became the president, but the Gandhi was angry. So because he was the old leader, out of respect, he resigned the presidency. Then he thought that so long this man will live, there will be no independence. So he went out of India and joined with Hitler and Tojo, Japanese.
Who went out of India, Prabhupada?
Huh?
Who went out of India?
This Subhash Chandra Bose. And he organized the INA, Indian National Army. So when this Indian National Army was organized, and the Britishers, their great politician, they saw, now the army is going to national movement, we cannot leave. Then they left. Because it was not possible. They were maintaining British Empire with Indian money, Indian men. They did not conquer by their British soldiers all around the Far East, Burma, and the Mesopotamia and Egypt. That was the Indian army, the Sikh soldiers and the Gurkha soldiers, and Indian money. On the pretext that for Indian protection we are maintaining this army, actually they were expanding their empire, Africa, Burma. And when they saw that India is lost, voluntarily they liquidated all other places. Went back to home, back to God. So in politics this is nonsense, non-violence. It's nonsense, cowardice. In politics, in sweet word, you cannot get it. There must be fight, arms. That is army. If you don't agree, then fist. That is politics. There must be violence. Otherwise, you cannot control. When there is educated, good man, then you can argue. But when people are ruffians, so there is no question about it. Good argumentum bakula, I told you the other thing. The beginning of creation, the fight between the demons and the demigods, Devasur Yuddha, that is always there. European history without revolution, no order changes. Even the Russian Revolution was there, French Revolution was there. In England, Cromwell Revolution.
Yes.
So, without revolution, you cannot change old order changes, giving place to new. That old order changes everywhere it is by violence. The Mahabharata also, the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna was there. He tried to settle up, but it was not settled without violence. Krishna also comes, Vinashaya cha duskita, to for killing the demons. Krishna also comes.
I'm
not talking of any government. We are not in politics. We are talking of peace. Why? Why is God required to change? Where is the better replacement? First of all, find out the better replacement. Then you talk of change. Where is the better replacement? To replace one rascal with another. Now, democratic government, if people become Krishna conscious, then naturally the leader will be Krishna conscious. So automatically it will change. There is no question of how. What is you? Suppose by violence you become the president of the United States. Will you be able to do something?
No.
Yes, what is it? Because under democratic government, your order is not final. So if the people are demands, then what will you do? You cannot do anything. Therefore, the people's mentality consciousness should be changed by this Krishna consciousness movement. When they become God conscious, Krishna conscious, they will select Krishna conscious president. Then everything will change. Accept the king as the final authority. But at this present moment, that is not acceptable. people must accept. And it's people's God. Unless people are God conscious, they cannot have good God. Your government is far better. People here are not starving.
As I've seen.
Yeah. In other governments, people are starving. They have no food. That's the worst government. But necessity of life, you know, one must eat, one must have shelter. But other governments cannot even do that. But in your country, you have got enough food, enough shelter, everything is there. That consideration, your government is very nice government. Their necessities of life must be supplied. Here the fault is extravagance. Too much, yes. Luxury leads to poverty. Too much luxury. Now it will deteriorate.
More people become Krishna conscious, the mentality of all of the people in that area, they lose their desires for material enjoyment.
No, material enjoyment you enjoy, but not like cats and dogs.
Yeah.
You enjoy material like human beings. That is our purpose. Not like cats and dogs. Is it not enjoyment when you sit down in the deity room and chant Hare Krishna and did philosophy, is it not enjoyment?
Yes,
so this is human enjoyment. And to go to the brothel and drink and fight and talk all nonsense, is that enjoyment? There is cats and dogs in there. We must enjoy like human. Enjoyment is not enough. Why should you deny?
No, but as more people become Krishna conscious, there will be more of a desire
that
to
is
live
good
simply.
That is good for them. Because at the present moment, they are missing the aim of life. That is a defect. They do not know what is the goal of life. They are thinking, we are also like cats and dogs. And that is the defect of the modern civilization. Our human life is to achieve the highest perfection. Otherwise this ahar nidra bhav in the small bars, they know. They see how they are protecting themselves. They are also afraid of danger. And they are doing their own way. So, if we simply discover atomic weapons for defense, that is not final advancement of civilization. Final civilization is how to save yourself from death. That is civilization. There is no such program. Janma mitra jarab vyadi dukkha dosana darsana. The highest perfection is how to save oneself from these four miserable conditions. Birth, death, old age and disease. They do not know. Nobody knows. Here is it. Process, Krishna consciousness. people become Krishna conscious, then we can solve this problem. That is real defense. Automatically, the small birds are taking. They are so alert that the water cannot overcome immediately by nature. This bird, his leg became full of water, but they are not. That's what they can. By nature, they are different. Such a big wave is coming for him. Immediately.
Even while he's eating, he's still.
Yes. He knows how to do it. Therefore, I was explaining the other that for eating, for sleeping, for having sexual intercourse and to defend, there is no use of education.
Everyone knows how to do it.
Everyone knows, automatically. But at the present moment, the whole education is on this one. Real education, what is life, what is goal of life, they do not. This is.
Srila Prabhupada, the little children now, their favorite game is to play Srila Prabhupada. They'll make a Vyasasan, the children, and one will play you, and they'll sit on it and get a gong, and they'll have play cookies, and the other children will come and take the cookies, and they play like that. Then they hold class, they hold Bhagavad Gita, and they'll chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and then after that they'll just make up, No Na Bo Yi Chak, like that.
Where is their food? Immediately. Let's see.
Oh, the food surprised me because the
food in sand looks exactly the same. The food in the sand, it looks exactly the same. How they're immediately able to tell which is which?
Yeah, let's see their intelligence. You are very much proud of your intelligence because we are
intelligent. Yeah.
Everyone is intelligent. Therefore, actual intelligence is he who knows Krishna. He does not know Krishna. He has got intelligence. He cannot deny that. But he cannot understand Krishna. That is the point. We have got intelligence, we can understand Krishna. If you don't use your intelligence for understanding Krishna, you are not in that question. Kripana. They are called Kripana. Kripana means miser. One has got money, but he does not know how to utilize it. It's called Kripana. Miser. rascal that they cannot conceive that there is something as God and he can be known. Hopeless. That is the real point. Otherwise, why so many scientists? You know, this is an idea only. There is nothing like God. So let us put our theory first. That is your business, theology. That's so, and I love it. That was the first publication in Voice, a paper. They wrote when I first began in 1965. We thought that God is dead. But Swamiji has brought God with Kirtan. They admitted. I think the paper, if you have got copy, you can see. They said exactly like this. We thought God is dead. But here we see Bhaktivedanta Swami has brought God in Kirtan. That is it. Huh? What is that? What do you do? Oh, there is no pearl.
Huh?
There is no pearl. Throw it, wash your hand. What? Our man is still coming.
Popular for the last few score years in Western theology called systematic theology, in which the various areas of religious or spiritual understanding were covered almost in category. They take a certain phrase like creation.
Some kind of speculation.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the content, which is nonsense.
Nonsense.
But the form, which expounds each like area of thought by itself.
Jurisdiction.
Yes. Would it be a good proposition to present Krishna conscious philosophy in such a systematic way?
Oh yes, we'll do it. That is intelligence. Here is the only systematic way to understand God. We simply try to understand the first part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then everything is explained there. Now, you can... I have explained that. What is meant by God? God means the source of everything. Oh, where is that theologian who can deny it? The first proposition is, God is that which is the source of everything. Now the next question will be, what is that source, animate or inanimate? Just like the scientist has the matter. So this should be discussed. Then you come to the conclusion, it must be animate. Then next question, where from the animation came? Then the conclusion should be that he is self-sufficient. There is no need of cause. then why people cannot understand? The answer is that even great, great personalities like Brahma, Indra, they also bewildered. In this way, everything is there in that verse, systematically. Yatra Tushagram Misha. Now, this material world is also creation of God, but it is shadow, it is not reality. The reality is where there is no illusion, and that is spiritual place. That is the place of God. Everything is there in that verse, in the beginning. And then next verse is the so-called religion. They are kicked out from this Bhagavad. Their religion is God is great and everyone should worship. Dharma projita koita vata paramaninmas. And it is meant for the first class non-envious person. One who is envious will think, oh, why should I worship God? He cannot. One who is non-envious, he understands that God is great always. I am always subordinate, therefore I must worship. This is a systematic way you discuss. I must worship. Because I am dependent. I am not final authority. So the great, God is great. And I am always small. So it is my duty to submit to the great. And that is bhakti. So you can discuss in a systematic way, Bhagavad is there. That's not difficult. It is said that Ishvara Shraddha Ridhi Avaruddhate. By studying this literature, the God immediately becomes captured. Immediately becomes captured. These people are searching after God. But if one understands Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning, right here, immediately God is captured. Shraddha Ridhi Avaruddhate. Shushushu being, those were seriously and inquisitive for them. Tatkhanat, immediate. There is no need of taking time, so many years it will take. No, tatkhanat. These are stated in the Bible.
This is all the theology then. This is the theology.
Yes. You present Srimad Bhagavatam two perspectives, then it is perfection of theology. All theologians, they cannot understand. It is not possible. That is not the way that I put my theory. He does not understand his value first. So what is the value of my theory? If I am imperfect, so what is the value of my theory? He does not understand the first principle. And he puts theory. Another rascal, he is putting theory. So what is the value of this theory?
Actually, they are simply selling their theories. Whoever will buy it, they are selling it too.
Another rascal is buying. They are not buying. Shrimad Bhagavatam Amalam Pura. Spotless knowledge. Amalam. Amalam means without any spot. What is given in the dictionary, Supreme Being. That is very, very nice. Everywhere we see, on the top there is a Supreme Being, just like in your state, the President. So why not this big government, a Supreme Being? What is the difficulty? Without something supreme, controller, things shall not go nicely. Otherwise, why you select the President? Why you select a supreme being and giving all power that your order will be final? Why you do that? Because you want the government must run nicely. Otherwise there is no need of electing a president. So supreme being must be there in every management. So this big, huge management, there must be supreme. And that is God. Clear, simple understanding. How can I deny? The difficulty is that with our poor fund of knowledge, we cannot understand that how a supreme being person can create this sky, this huge water, this sun, moon. Because I am thinking God must be like me, a Dr. Frog. He's thinking Atlantic Ocean must be like this whale. That is our difference. We cannot conceive that beyond this well there can be a vast great mass of water. We cannot conceive. So comparing his intelligence, his thinking, that how it is possible that a person can create such a big sky, that big, huge, Bhumirapa Anala Vayu, this earth, so big, huge quantity of earth, big planet, so not only one, millions, and then water, then fire, then he cannot conceive. He's thinking that if there is God, he must be like me. I cannot do this. Therefore, there is no God. The same, yes. I close my eyes, then there is no enemy. He should be intelligent. That's right. We are 10 or 20 men. You accept that he is our guru, he is most intelligent. Similarly, somebody is more intelligent than me, somebody is more intelligent. Go on searching. Why not the final intelligence? There is comparative intelligence that we know. But what is that final intelligence? That we must know. That is God. Like this sun, if we think beyond this sun, there is no more planet. That is not correct. We cannot go beyond this sun. That is another thing. But all the planets are surrounding the sun, that everyone knows. So if there is a planet this, down this sun, why not up this sun? It is common. this water is impersonal. But go down the water, you'll find millions of persons aquatic. Those who are seeing superficially on the surface, they are concluding, now finished. All personality finished. All better. That is poor fundamental. Real knowledge is go deep into the water, you find millions of creatures. They are living very nicely within the water. Even within the atom, you'll find personality.
That personality within the atom, Paramatma?
Yeah. Krishna.
When
Govinda.
When they release the atomic energy?
Yeah.
Where does that energy come from?
From Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava. He is the origin of everything. Don't you read Bhagavad Gita? Aham sarvasya prabhava.
Yes.
The atomic energy is different from sarvasya. Sarvasya means everything. Everything comes from him. The atomic energy must come from him. Right conclusion.
And I was wondering if they say they're splitting the atom. When Krishna is living within the atom, and when they divide the atom, there's so much energy released.
That is Krishna's energy. Because Krishna is there, therefore you find Krishna's energy.
Is that more directly? Is that more directly Krishna?
Directly, yes. You cannot even tolerate the atomic energy. And he has got reserved so many other energies. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. Millions of energies Krishna has got. This is one of the energies. You cannot tolerate it. Reservoir of all energies.
Today everybody is lamenting the energy crisis, Srila Prabhupada.
There is no crisis. They have created the crisis. The rascals.
We'll have to cross over here and
get the bike for you.
Alright. Walk down here.
Yes, sir. They say conservation of energy. So why there is crisis? Find out the reservoir and find out the energy. That is the scientific theory, conservation of energy. Find out where the energy comes from. When it is finished, so I ask, just go to the kitchen, find out some more puri. So that is the source of energy. So find out the source of energy, then there is no crisis. But these rascals, they do not know where the puri is being made. He is going to the privy. That way, might be puri here. That is their mistake. He does not know the puri is being supplied from the kitchen, not from the latrine. That is their mistake. Instead of going to the kitchen, they are going to the latrine. Their advancement of knowledge is up to latrine, that's why. That is the Vedanta information. The conservation of energy is first explained in the Bhagavad. Janma adhasya jataha. Here it is.